Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this special edition of the Fourth Quarter Comeback Show. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, tonight, I'm not going to be with you very long. We've had several rounds of technical difficulties here, but we've pressed through and we're continually providing high-quality and impactful motivation and encouragement for you to get over the hump. Whatever that hump may be, we're here to help you get over the hump. So before I go any further, before I start beating the drum too fast, I submit this show and this entire experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is indeed a move of His Spirit. People, tonight, I'm not going to be here with you very long because we've encountered so many different obstacles here, but I definitely wanted to throw and give you tonight's message because it means a lot to me. Tonight's topic is the model of success, the model of success, the model of success. And so, just real brief, I wanted to talk to you about success and what success means to me, but what success could also mean to you. Now, one thing I always tell people is that just because I deem something successful doesn't make it that it's successful for you. So, for instance, if I were to go today and was able to manifest my Rolls-Royce Ghost, that would be a win. I would think that that was a successful maneuver. For someone else who maybe doesn't want a Rolls-Royce Ghost, that may not be successful to them. For other people, it could be, you know, success for them is to finally be able to pay off all their bills or to finally be able to travel and take their spouse somewhere nice. That could be success for them. Success is just like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. So whatever you're beholding can be successful for you. So I want to give you 5 tips for modeling success for yourself. One of the very first things that I want to talk about in modeling success for yourself is exposure. What are you exposed to? One of the things that helps a person create the life of their dreams, which, you know, we say like this, the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. One of the things that helps you create a wonderful life for yourself, to realize the life of your dreams, is what you're exposed to. Like just tonight, I was driving in a community, and the houses in this community were utterly amazing. And when I would drive by the houses, I looked at these houses and I said, you know what? I would love for my family to live in this community as well. So, you know, I haven't signed any contracts or anything, but I was driving through this neighborhood and houses there were like nothing I'd ever seen before. Like, this is a community in Michigan that I had never really paid attention to. And as I drove through this community tonight, I could envision my children being able to play in some of these backyards. Some of the houses were huge, people. They were amazing. But because now I've been exposed to it, the opportunities for me to be able to create those types of opportunities for my own family, they now are possible because I saw these things. I was exposed to it. So where are you exposed to right now that may be impeding your capacity to create the success that you want for yourself? So those are things you want to start getting away from, and you want to gravitate towards the things that you do want to manifest. So, again, like, I'm going to go, and I'm big on visualization, as you well know. I'm very big on visualization. So me seeing these houses tonight expanded my vision because I now saw something that, in some cases, I never thought was – not going to say I never thought was possible, but I had never seen them. I had never seen anything like this before. And, there's the energy surrounding these homes. You could feel the energy of abundance about money. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm not starstruck by people who have tons of money. I'm not starstruck about people who have all these nice things, because they're just, at the end of the day, they're things. But in the same sense, I am compelled to want to know what a person does to tap themselves into the flow of abundance. And not just by being born as a trust fund baby, but I'm talking about people who genuinely understand the abundant nature of the universe and are tapped into it. I always want to know what they know. I always want to be exposed to those types of people. What do you know that I don't know? I don't have to be the smartest person in the room, actually. I love being able to sit at, you know, the feet of people who are living the life of their dreams. And I can learn from them. Again, what are you exposed to? I'm exposed to multimillionaires on a daily basis anyway. I'm exposed to people who are living the life of their dreams anyway. I'm exposed to people who have great visions of themselves and where they want their family to be anyway. But to see this house, like I said, it did something for me. And I feel like, again, now I have a bigger vision for what I want for my family. You know, and it just matters, like, you know, even while I was driving through this neighborhood, this community, I stopped at one of the restaurants in the community. And one of the restaurant itself was beautiful. And when I walked in the doors, the people there were elegantly dressed. People there were enjoying, although it was like a upscale sports bar. The Michigan football game was playing on the big screen. But it wasn't the main thing that was going on there. People were actually sitting there talking about life, about the things that matter to them, over a glass of Chardonnay. And as I walked into this restaurant, just like I said, just as an observer, the energy there was amazing. So again, now I've exposed myself to something else I've never seen before. Something now, a place that sometimes I will take my wife to. Because I saw people walking arm in arm with their spouse into this place. I saw it happen. And so now it's triggered something for me. It's made something come alive in me. It's awakened something in me that I've always, you know, I've preached this thing. I talk about the life of your dreams. I talk about the life of your dreams being wonderful and you deserve it. I talk about it. And in some aspects, I live it. But in some aspects, I haven't touched it yet. And so what am I exposed to that will open the door to something greater? And sometimes it's just being curious. Like I said, tonight, I was just being curious. I just happened to be driving. I happened to be driving and saw these houses. I happened to be driving and saw these restaurants. I just decided to get out of my car and go in. What could happen if we use that type of curiosity for other areas of our lives, other areas of our dreams? You know, you get curious to know what's going on with a career thing, a career move. What if it's that you know, right now you're stuck in a career that doesn't benefit you and it's not prospering you? Would you be curious enough to look at some other things that could possibly happen for you? Would you be willing to just hear what somebody else may say or that what they may be doing that may interest you? What are you exposed to? I talk a lot about that exposure. You have to be exposed to the things you want. This is the beginning of visualization. You know, you have to be exposed to it. You have to see it. You have to experience it. Like I said, tonight I can tell you firsthand knowledge, I can tell you, I was really awakened. Like I said, I have been teaching about visualization, dream realization for years. And I have, myself and my clients have gotten some great results. But I can tell you there's more. There's more out there. And as you're exposed to more, you can see more. You can do more. You can have more because you know it exists. And you can stretch your imagination. You can stretch your mind to receive those beautiful things. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. You'll hear me say that a lot. So I want you to calculate, to educate yourself, to expose yourself to things that you may want, things that you may want to experience or come in contact with. Second thing, after you've been exposed to something, is write it down. Write the vision down and make it plain. Write it down. Write it down. You've been exposed to it, now write it down. Now, today I came home immediately and I journaled my experience. And I didn't even tell my wife about everything that I saw because I was so excited. I just wanted to hold it in for a moment and channel it to this page. Channel it to this page. As I wrote it down, I thought about it. Wow. I thought about again how awesome it would be to move my family to that neighborhood, to possibly put my children in a school system, in that particular school system that has been nationally acclaimed. It's something about that experience. It did something for me. It turned something on in me. And so I immediately came and wrote down the thoughts that I felt and the things I saw, because I know that writing down your vision or just writing down ideas, they come to life. They now take on a new life. So once you've been exposed to something, you should journal. Again, write down your ideas and your dreams, your goals. Write this stuff down and create a record of the things that you've seen, the things that you want to experience, the things that you feel. Because I'm telling you, this stuff is, it can happen for you. Somebody today woke up today. Somebody woke up this morning. I'm telling you like this, like it really truly is. Somebody woke up today and they did not have the same set of problems that you and I have. Now, they may have problems, but if the issue was something financial, they didn't have it because they didn't have to worry about what they were going to do, how they were going to, you know, raise funds to open up, expand their business, things of that nature. They got it. That's not their concern. And they didn't probably have to worry about some of the things of they go along with being a homeowner and your house is outdated and there's some things that just keep going wrong in your house because it's an older home. And, you know, you just bought this home and things keep going wrong in this home that you just bought, but you're stuck in it for a while. And they have that problem. I'm not saying that everybody who goes through problems is bad. In fact, I believe in adversity. I'm not going to lie to you. I think adversity is one of our best friends once we truly embrace it for what it is. Adversity is like this. Kite with no wind. A kite with no wind is just a piece of material attached to a string. It is not until the wind comes out that kite is allowed to rise to the heights that everyone can see what it's made of and the beauty that's inside of it. Even the artwork on it, it pales in comparison on the ground. If it's on the ground, it's just another object. But in the air, it's made to soar. It's made to be something that you want to look at. But it cannot rise to those heights without the wind. Adversity is that way for us as well. We have to have adversity. We must have adversity. You must begin to embrace adversity. Adversity is your friend. Adversity is your friend. Adversity is that friend that won't let you be average. Adversity is that friend that won't let you sit on the couch and eat bonbons and think everything's going to be okay. Adversity is that friend that when it's time for you to go to the next level, it shows up. You should embrace adversity. You should give adversity have a cup of coffee with it in the morning. Because without adversity, you won't make it. You will not go to the next level. You will not be legendary. You will not leave a mark on this world. You have to have adversity. So I'm not saying to forsake adversity. I believe that adversity is our friend. But what I am saying is that there's some things that we can call adversity that really are obstacles that are designed to take us to a new level. But there's some things that we just have to be honest with ourselves. It's self-inflicted. Those are things that I want you to stay away from. Like I said, there are people who woke up this morning who don't have to deal with the effects of the self-inflicted wounds, you know, of bad credit, of you know, financing stuff that we shouldn't have been financing that we didn't have the money for. We knew we didn't have the money for when we signed the contract. thinking that we needed some stuff that we really didn't need, because at the end of the day, if you can't afford it, then don't sign the contract. If you don't, if you know you can't handle the payments of this item, whether it be a home, a car, whatever the case may be, then don't sign that document just yet. But again, we're modeling success. So you want to continue, do things that bring you closer to things that make you happy, that bring joy in your life. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to stay connected to the things that bring joy into your life, that bring peace into your life, that make you feel good about yourself. So we talked about already exposure, and I talked about writing down the vision, making it plain. So basically, after you've been exposed to something, journaling about your experience. After that, after you've been exposed to something new, you journal about it, you write it down. Here's the third thing I want you to start to do in modeling success for yourself. I want you to find other people do the same things, who do the things that you want to model, that you want to succeed in. For instance, for myself, I am a motivational speaker. I am a life coach. So I'm in the self-help profession. So what I've done is I began to reach out to a lot of the leaders of my field, whether it be to some of their staff members or to them directly, just to, you know, talk to them more, just to hear more about what they have to say about, you know, the craft, how they get better at what it is we do. Because those types of interactions, man, they can be the difference between you being a person who's just a good person who wants to help people, or a person who understands that the more I can scale myself, the better off it is for the people who I've been designed to serve, who I don't even know yet, who may never see me in person, but will hear my voice, and it will change their life. You, too, have to be connected to people who help you gravitate towards the things you want. Remember this, again, the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. So you want to be around people who exhilarate you, who excite you, who awaken you to feel that way. You want to feel good about that. You want to feel good about the life of your dreams. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. So you want to find people who do those things, who do that. What they do is the life of their dreams, and it is wonderful to them, and they feel like they deserve it. You want to be around people who do that, who live that, who are that. So at the end of the day, of how to operate in the success that you want. Now, that doesn't mean that this person is the end-all, be-all, or these group of people are the end-all, be-all. No, not the case at all. But what it does say is this. It says to me that success is tangible. Success at what I love doing is tangible. It's reasonably acceptable. And I can touch it. I can have it too. Because God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of what one person did over another. The truth of the matter is that if God reigns on the just and the unjust. Even people you don't think deserve it, they're being showered with the abundance of the universe. And it's your turn to get drenched with the rain of prosperity, with the rain of beauty, with the rain of love. It's your time to get drenched, to walk outside in the rain without an umbrella and let the abundance of the universe, as God has ordained it for you, just pour out on you. Because there are people who are doing it every single day. There are people who are doing it every single day, and you don't have to be left out anymore. You can get wet too. You can walk outside and get drenched with love, beauty, prosperity, abundance. Love. I said love again. I said love again. Love again. Love some more. Love some more. Love even more than that. Because there's no shortage of this stuff. There's no lack of this stuff. You can experience these types of wonderful things in your life too. So you're being exposed to something great. You're writing about it. You're meeting people who model it already as well. The fourth thing, engage it. Engage you. So you want to do these things. So there are things that don't cost a lot of money or don't cost a lot of resources that you can start doing that lead you towards the life of your dreams. For instance, for myself, I wasn't, as I began my career early on in my career, again, I found somebody who I could model their success. You know, and as I was modeling their success or using them as a model, I could create my own protocol. See, the thing about it is you don't want to become somebody else because you're not somebody else, but they can influence you. They can influence and inspire that creative side of you to come alive. And so that's what you need more than anything. You want to be awakened to what it is you do. But you want to allow yourself to create your own protocol, or allow the protocol that God has ordained for you to operate in to expose itself to you, to illuminate itself to you. Like I said, I one of my top mentors right now, Mr. Greg Harden, he's a associate athletic director at the University of Michigan. He is very instrumental in a lot of the things that go on with the student athletes at the University of Michigan. And a lot of people have throughout the years expressed their gratitude and thanks for him and his work. One of them being New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, former Super Bowl MVP Desmond Howard, Jalen Rose, former NBA player Jalen Rose. The list goes on. Olympic medalist, gold medalist, Michael Phelps have all talked about my mentor in loving way, about the things he's done for them. I personally, when I found him, when I was able to find him, when I was a student at the University of Michigan myself, I gravitated towards him because there was something about him that I found interesting. And what I didn't realize was that he was awakening something in me. He was arousing something in me. He was causing something in me to come alive. And what it is that I've always had this innate passion to help other people live a life of their dreams, or help their journey smoother towards realizing life of their dreams. So I spent as much time with him as I could. I still do. In fact, even this week, upcoming week, I have an appointment scheduled with him. I stay connected to him because he awakens something in me. And every time we talk, it keeps something alive in me that drives me towards this goal, this passion I have. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And so what it is I want to do as a result of my relationship with my mentor as I've become more connected to him, what I've learned is that my passion to do what I do has been heightened, but I have no desire to be him. I'll say it again. My passion to do what I do has been heightened, but I have no desire to be my mentor, because my mentor has done some amazing things. And he has left a legacy of greatness that will shine bright forever. And I'm happy to be a part of his legacy in some capacity. But I have no desire to be him. Even when I met Les Brown, and I studied with Les Brown, I admire Les Brown. He awakened something inside of me. But I have no desire to be him. What these men have done for me allowed me to spend time with myself long enough to understand what it is I truly want, to understand that something beautiful that can and does exist for me. And it awakened me and ignited me. And as I awakened and became passionate, the protocol for how I am supposed to operate my life and my business and my dreams began to manifest itself to me. I want you to remember that you are not modeling someone else to become someone else. You're modeling someone else to become awakened to what it is that you are supposed to be experiencing and accessing. And that's how you engage this process. Now, real quick, I'm going to give you the fifth tool, the fifth thing. We do this all the time. It's called visualization. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. When I say those words, it should trigger something inside of you. It should trigger a thought. It should trigger a picture in your imagination. Visualization is how you keep your dreams hot. That's how you stay hot for your dreams. You keep a picture in your mind's eye of the things you want. You don't focus on things you don't want. You don't. If you focus on the things you don't want, guess what happens? You get more of the things you don't want. So I always teach my clients that we're going to spend way more time discussing the life of your dreams and the things you want than the things that have not gone right to this point. I really don't care about what's going wrong, actually. I don't care about who's hurt you. I don't care. I really don't care. And I don't mean to sound abrasive or offensive when I say that. But when I say it, is this. I am committed to you to get you to the life of your dreams. I am committed to you to help you get to the place that you want to be, where you can thrive and live life to the fullest. I have no desire to dwell with you in misery. I have no desire to bask in pain with you. I have no desire for that. I have enough issues in my own life. I don't want to be connected with you and coach you and have to keep telling you every day, okay, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. What happened to you 20 years ago, it can't affect you now. I have no desire to connect to that. But what I connect with is the idealistic self that you possess, the idealistic life that you want. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm here to help you get to that place in your imagination where you know that if I can just get it in my imagination, I can have it. That's what all this other stuff is about. It all is the precursor to the fifth thing, and that's your imagination. You model success by painting this beautiful picture in your mind. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. You paint this picture in your mind, and then you let your mind run free. Your mind loves the idea that something is tangible, and it will figure out a way. It will figure out a way. You listen to me again. It will figure out a way to get that thing you see in your imagination if you believe that thing. And so the first four pieces of tonight's lesson were the things that get you hot into your imagination, and your mind won't let you down. Your mind is going to make sure you get to that picture that you see because your mind wants a target. Your mind is like a heat-seeking missile. It has to have a target. Your mind is like a heat-seeking missile. It has to have a target. I'll repeat it. Your mind is like a heat-seeking missile. It has to have a target. That's why you have to spend so much time cleaning out all the gunk and trash from your imagination. You want to only imagine, put your imagination on good and holy things, good things that God has blessed you to be able to receive, to be able to bask in, to be able to enjoy freely. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it till you get it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. And I want you to start putting into your imagination the things that you want. Get exposed to it. Write them down. People who are living the dream. Engage it. But after you've done all that, give it to your imagination. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to hear me say that. I want you to hear me say that some more. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'm going to say it once more. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. If you stay around me long enough, you're going to hear me say that so many times where whatever, if something pops up and it wants to destroy you and break you, the only thing that you'll be able to hear in your mind, the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. It won't have a chance to stand up in your imagination. It won't have a chance to stand up in your environment. It won't have a chance to stand up against you. I love you too much to watch you fail. I'm going to be here to help you succeed. I'm going to be here to help you win. I'm going to be here to help you create a championship standard of living for yourself. I've been doing it since you met me, and I'm going to keep doing it. We're going to keep coming up. We're going to keep going to the next level. We're going to keep making it, people. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to get that in your spirit. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I want you to internalize it and say, the life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful and yes, I deserve it. I'm going to let you go out of here, people. But understand this. I love you. Whether you know it or not, I may have never met you in the flesh. I mean, some of you may never meet in the flesh, but you know this, I know we're cut from the same cloth. We are cut from the same cloth. We are all dreamers, visionaries, and go-getters. We design and create ideas in our mind and our imagination that change the entire landscape of the world for those who are around us, who we are coming in contact, who we're designed to serve. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. And I love you enough to tell you that. I love you enough to spend my time telling you that. I love you enough to invest the time to do these shows to tell you that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. If that's all I do, if that's all I ever get a chance to do for you, then I've done my job. But I know that we're going to do so much more together. We're going to expand so much more together. I'm going to tell you this much, and then I'm going to get out of here. When I decided to come down this road, I met with a lot of opposition. I met with a lot of people who didn't respect I was doing. I met with a lot of frustration because people were irritated with me because they didn't realize what I was doing. They didn't realize why I was doing it. They didn't realize why would I be passionate? Why would I be so happy about telling people, you know, this, that, and the other? Because life is supposed to be tough, according to these people, and life is not going to be fair to you, and life is not going to be friendly to you. And some of those things may be factual at times. But I also believe that life can be so amazing that you can walk into a restaurant and get excited because, you know what, one day soon I'm going to bring my spouse here. I'm going to bring my wife here, as I said tonight. I walked into this restaurant for the first time, never had seen this restaurant a day in my life, and I said instantaneously, I need to bring my wife here. So I'm going to make dinner arrangements to go eat at this restaurant because it excited me. And I know that taking my wife there is part would only make the excitement higher for me. And even possibly house shopping in this neighborhood would only make the excitement higher for me. There's nothing wrong with that. You need to be lit on fire. You need to be ignited. You need to be passionate about something. The life of your dreams is wonderful. You deserve it. Why not be passionate about that? I mean, if you're going to be passionate about anything, why not be passionate about the life of your dreams, which is wonderful and you deserve? Because you deserve it. You do deserve it. You do deserve it. Let me say it again. You deserve it. You deserve good things happening for you. You deserve amazing things happening for you. You deserve beauty happening for you. You deserve being healthy, being healed, being whole. You deserve being loved. You deserve being free. You deserve being in the position to bask in the abundance of the universe. You deserve being tapped into the universe, tapped into God's blessings in this universe. The life of your dreams is wonderful. You deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dream is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. There's nothing else I have left to say at that point. I love you. God bless you. Hold on to your dreams. Let your imagination run free once you plant your dream into your imagination because your mind just needs a target, like a heat-seeking missile. It'll go get it. And that's what I'm telling you to do now. Give your imagination the freedom to create the life of your dreams because the life of your dreams is truly wonderful and you do deserve it. God bless you. I'm Miles W. Miller. You can reach me at mileswmiller.com. That's MyleswMiller. You can reach me via Twitter at Miles W. Miller, Instagram at Miles W. Miller. Facebook is facebook.com/MilesSpeaks. I'm here to serve you. I'm not going to make any to you. I'm not going to make any type of hocus pocus type deals with you. But if you want to go to the next level, I am the coach to help you get there. Reach out to me. Let's work together. Let's dream big together. Let's experience big together. Let's manifest great together. Let's walk in abundance and bask in it together. God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you at the top.
Miles Miller Motivation. Go get it.